Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio here with a conference champion and the Drake Relays throwing champion in both events, Hanson King. Hanson, obviously another great day here at the Pella Christian meet. We'll start there quickly. Trevor was finally able to get you in the discus this year. Obviously, it's been a great battle there. You were able to claim the shot put. What did it mean to get a conference title on top of everything that's really happened this last week?
I take the small victory. Coming off of Drake Relays, you know, I expect to do super well, if not as well as I did there. But I know I'm going to have a little low here now, but right before state. So I'm honestly okay with it. Trevor's extremely good athlete. He's really good at what he does. And so I'm not mad about it. It's still a great competition. But now it's just focusing on state, really.
Well, and how has that helped you this year? Because last year you had your teammate Brandon Fisher to push you in the room, you know, every single day in practice, and now you're kind of the leader. What's it like going to a meet knowing you're going to have to throw your best if you're going to win 90% of the time when Trevor's there?
It's great. It pushes us. I know I push him a little bit. He pushes me. It's great to have that level of competition because other schools, they don't have that. And so knowing that I have to do my very best every meet, it's knowing that I can be successful at every meet compared to other guys around me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the big thing this past weekend, the Drake Relays. The first thrower in several years to sweep both the discus and shot put at the Elite Showcase. Let's start with the discus. It took you until your last throw. You had some good ones out there. Trevor was leading going into that sixth throw. Take us through the mindset of what was going there and what it was like when that disc left your hand.
Right. Honestly, I had no idea that it was a good throw. I couldn't really tell if I had a great throw or if it was just past the 50 meter mark. But it was, I thought I had two more throws left, and then I hear that it's our last round. I'm like, okay. But I let go, and I didn't know what was happening. So I just kind of walked out the back and waited for the results. And when I saw that, it was a great feeling because I built up after some poor throws in the first couple rounds. So to be able to build up, I was just like trying to remain calm and cool. And just knowing my cues as I went into that ring.
Well, and you've talked to me about this, and the throwers really over the past have talked about how hard it is, even in a two-day meet, to come back the next day, especially with that adrenaline rush and all the above. How did you get yourself ready for the shot put run? And it felt like a bit of a slow start. You got yourself into the finals, and then once you were in the finals, you kind of let it rip.
Yeah, I had a great night of sleep, so that helped a lot. But to be honest, I still had like an angry mentality coming in. That's what fueled me to go so well, I think, in the discus and in the shot. But it stayed right there with me, and then so I was able to keep on building off of that. But yeah, with that poor couple throws, I just had to sacrifice having a good throw to lead the first round of throws, and then I just knew I knew I could take it from there. It was just a matter of getting one in bounds.
Here with Hanson King, he is the double Drake Relays champion and a Little Hawkeye Conference champion in the shot put throw. And take me then through the weather delays and all that stuff, because the shot put had some drama. You guys got some throws in, and then all of a sudden the rain came and the lightning came. Had to wait a while. What was that time like knowing you went in leading, I think? You got your throw in that got you to the lead. But what was that like knowing that everybody else was just waiting and chomping at the bit to try and get you?
It was like a mixed feeling, because on one hand I was like, there, I'm going to get some rest, and then I'm going to come out and that with that last throw. But I also had to keep in mind that those guys are having the same exact situation, so they could have the same mindset as well. But, yeah, with throwing in a puddle, honestly, I thought it was pretty fun. But with that last throw in mind, I scratched it. I wish I wouldn't have. It was a great throw. But it was a great feeling just knowing that I was in first and that I could – all it took was time to see if I would be able to come home with that flag or not.
There have been a lot of great throwers in this program, in this town, in this state that have not done that accomplishment. And the competition was great this year. A lot of guys, you didn't even come in, I think, first in either throw from a distance perspective. So obviously Drake Relays is always special, but I'm guessing this one's got to really count a lot.
This one was very special. It's going to be one of those memories that I keep with me for the rest of my life. I'm excited. There's lots of people in this program that have poured into me and have gotten me to the place where I am now, and as well as some previous great throwers, like you mentioned. And so I'm really blessed. My Savior's put me in this opportunity. He's given me the ability to be where I am now, and I'm ready to run with what he's given me. So,
Well, and we talk about those previous throwers, a legacy that kind of started with Garrett Jansen, and then your coach now, Austin Hill, who's joined the program. And then you jump into the Nick DeYoung era, and then you get on to Cody, who you were able to at least mingle with a little bit before he left. And then obviously your really good friend, Brandon Fisher, who you'll be with, a teammate with, we'll talk about in a second. What does that legacy mean to you, and how important is it for you, knowing that, again, you're focused on yourself and trying to get better, but you're standing on the shoulders of some greats?
Yeah, it pushes you. Seeing those marks and seeing how far, like Brandon Fisher throwing 199 and then a week later throwing 190 again. I mean, he was just a great athlete, and seeing those other marks up there, you know that Pella has a legacy of great throws, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Well, and for you, you joined the team as a sophomore. Your best throws were good. I mean, they weren't bad throws, but in hindsight, you know, would sophomore Hansen believe where senior Hansen's standing going into the state meet? Because, again, you had a decent sophomore year being pretty new to the throws, but I'm guessing Drake Relay's double champion was probably not in the cards then.
No. I asked my coach. I said, do you think I could maybe break the top 10 my junior year sometime? And he said I could, and I did not have 55 or 58 in mind for either of those years. So, It was a lot of effort and time and reps, but yeah, I did not see this coming at all.
Well, and Hanson King, as we said, double Drake Relays champion. We got a couple questions left. First, let's talk about your decision. I know we'll probably have a signing day coming up, but I'm very selfishly excited about this, and I know that your former teammate Brandon probably is too. You've made your college choice, and you'll be joining him up in Ames. Obviously, a great program they have up there. Trevor's older brother's also up there. How excited are you to be a Cyclone?
I am very excited. I had no idea that track's going to be a part of my future. I was in between just going straight into a trades program or just keeping on throwing, and I'm glad I chose what I did. I'm excited to be up there with Brandon and some other great guys. Dan O'Mara has a great program. He's known for making some great throwers, and I'm excited to come under his wing a little bit and learn what he has to teach me.
Well, and there is unfinished business, as you've alluded to, mid-May. You got to get there and qualify, which, obviously, health permitting, I'm sure you'll get there. But the state meet, and you know, being the double Drake Relays champion, that all those guys in 3A that came close to you, especially Campman from Solon and some of those guys, they'll be gunning for you. And obviously, you got to make sure you're ready. What's the mindset like heading into this postseason run here these next couple weeks? And what do you think it will take to not only do the Drake Relay sweep, but have a chance to sweep the 3A field and the discus and shot put?
Yeah, I know there's going to be a bit of a target on my back, and I'm ready for it. It's going to be doing some last-minute things, kind of taking the next couple meets. Still taking it serious, but focusing on technique and then districts and state, just to go in there and do the best I can. That's all I can really do. But my goal is to sweep it, and I hope I'm given that ability. I hope I'm given that chance to do that there.
Should be a whole lot of fun in between. That's Hanson King, the Drake Relays champion, the shot put and discus, and a Little Hawkeye Conference champion. And we're looking forward to a state qualifying meet coming up next Thursday in Saint Elle. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.